Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And yesterday, New York State Senator John Sampson was here speaking about why he's offered his own school governance bill instead of simply supporting the state assembly's reauthorization of mayoral control of New York City public schools. And here is part of what he said.
We just are trying to make sure that there are some issues that we want to deal with. And one issue is provision for arts in the schools. We want to increase parental involvement. What is wrong with increasing parental involvement in our school systems?
Later that day, Mayor Bloomberg reacted when he was asked about that clip in a press conference.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I think that's the nicest way to phrase it. We are trying very hard to have a great arts program. I want the teachers and the principals to run the schools, not the parents.
We'll talk on another program about wanting the teachers to run the schools and the principals, not the parents. But what's the story with arts education in New York schools? Is there an arts program in your school? Call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Parents, teachers, students. And we're joined by Doug Israel, Director of Research and Policy at the Center for Arts Education, a group that advocates for arts education in New York City. Doug, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me,
and
Brian.
I know you advocate for more arts education in the schools, but overall, how widely available are arts classes in the public schools, and how has that changed under the Bloomberg administration?
Well, first off, I think, you know, with over 1,500 public schools in the New York City system, there really is a great variety of arts education offerings in those schools, as well as access to those offerings and to arts education programming in those schools. I think since the fiscal crisis of the 1970s and the related decimation of arts program in city schools, we have seen an increase in the level of arts education offerings. But what has transpired in many ways is a tale of two cities. You have some schools in the city that would be the envy of public and private institutions around the globe. And, you know, these are the high school academies that are dedicated to the arts, as well as everyday elementary and middle schools. However, you know, what we also see in New York City is schools that have little to no arts education whatsoever. No arts teachers on staff. They have no classrooms dedicated to the arts. No partnerships with cultural organizations, and minimal student participation in any of the four required art forms. And unfortunately, what we see is that those schools with the least amount of arts all happen to be in poor communities and in struggling schools. And what's interesting is that those schools, you know, where students need it the most, where they're struggling, are often those schools that have the least offerings in arts education.
Listeners, what has happened to your child's school in the last few years? Are arts programs more available, less available, or no change? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Doug Israel from the Center for Arts Education, which advocates for arts education in New York. Doug, one parent told me that there used to be a budget line that I think was called Project Arts, and it was some money that went to every school in the New York City public school system. That line was eliminated, and the Project Arts funding was folded into discretionary money that each principal gets to use in whatever way he or she chooses. And some principals are continuing arts programs, some principals are not. But that this one dedicated stream of arts funding, making sure there was something in every school, has gone away under the mayor's reforms. Is that accurate?
I think you hit the nail right on the head, Brian. Project Arts was initially introduced by the city council along with Mayor Rudolph Giuliani to fill some of those gaps that have been left after the fiscal crisis of the 70s decimated arts programming in the schools. And it amounted, you know, when it was phased out 2 years ago, it amounted to about $65 per student in every single school. So it wasn't a dedicated line just for the school, but it was actually per student. And school principals were required to spend that amount, a minimum of that amount of money on arts programming for every student. 2 years ago as part of the Children First reforms and the principal accountability, the administration and the DOE phased out Project ARTS. While it still exists in a school's budget, they no longer are required to spend that money on arts education. So principals have the ability to spend money in their budget that's targeted for arts education on any number of other subject areas.
Have you been able to quantify what that change, what that extra discretion really for principals has meant in terms of actual arts education in New York?
Sure. Well, 2 years ago, the Department of Education released their first ever annual Arts in Schools report, and they followed up last year with a report as well. And over those 2 years, which coincides with the phasing out of Project ARTS, what we've seen is that principals are now allocating a smaller percentage of their budgets to arts education. It's actually shrunk to less than 2.9% of a school's budget. Over the last 2 years, principals spent more than $500,000 less on services to art and cultural partners to bring arts education programming into the schools. We saw a 63% decline in spending on art supplies and equipment and instruments, a reduction of about nearly $7 million in 2 years. So there are some real tangible reductions happening in the schools in the last 2 years. And the thing that was great about Project ARTS was it was a safety net, that we knew that no matter what, every principal was going to be providing arts education for their students.
We just have a few minutes. Let's hear what some parents and teachers are calling in with. Philip in Brooklyn, you're a teacher, Philip?
Yes, I'm a former chapter leader at the Cobble Hill School of American Studies in Brooklyn. Our principal, in an extremely short-sighted move, excessed the art teacher last June and now the music teacher this June. These teachers not only provided an interesting academic appreciation of these two arts, but they were institutions in the school. And the principal has kept on other teachers who are not as useful as these. It is a scandal. The principal's name is Kenneth Cuthbert.
Philip, thank you very much. Rebecca, who teaches at a high school in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. I teach at a engineering-themed school, and we don't offer any music classes or traditional art classes, anything like that, but our principal insists that we do offer an art class because we offer a computer-aided drafting class.
And what do you think?
Well, I personally don't think it's the same as taking a traditional art class, and I've heard other students complain that they don't enjoy that class, but I can see the argument.
Thank you. Cassandra in Harlem, you're on WNYC. You're a parent, right? Cassandra, do
Hello?
I have
yes,
you?
Yes, here I am.
Hi, you're on the air.
My daughter finished kindergarten in a citywide gifted and talented school downtown. It's called Nest Plus M. And wonderful arts programming there. There's dance once a week, visual arts once a week, wonderful music teacher once a week. We're very happy with it. And then there are after-school arts offerings as well. So even though it's a school for science and math especially, we're very pleased with the arts programming there. And I guess it's thanks to the principal and assistant principal for maintaining that.
Thank you for calling. Brad in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brad.
Hi, I'm a musician. I started substitute teaching in 1986 as a second career. I was an orchestrator before. I was in the Bronx and saw band rooms in many schools where I subbed with tuba cases, flute cases covered with dust. That's 86. I see essentially no change. It's gotten worse. And when I grew up in the Middle West where there was all this amazing augmentation, drama club after school, music band, there were jazz bands. You can get that in the very few schools that you see hyped in the New York Times, but you cannot see this in the schools. I've been teaching in the hood now for the last 20 years. I just retired. I teach adult ed. And the schools in which I go into, it's the same situation, essentially. In the poorer schools, it is not given. And frankly, how can they expect kids to want to stay if they can't? The after-school program is dealing, and even with athletics, this has been chopped down, and I see no difference, essentially, since when I started in 86.
Brad, thank you. And Catherine in Brooklyn, we've got 30 seconds for you. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. We need more monitoring of arts programs because the money is not going directly to arts programs, and that seems to be what the parents want, what the kids want, especially for kids going into middle school. They need training, and they're desperate.
What's your relation to this?
I'm a teacher.
Are you an art teacher?
I happen to be an art teacher working as a regular in an other license. I'm a regular teacher also, and I volunteer to teach arts program for fifth graders. And I have seen the kids in my class go into arts programs in junior high school and magnet and specialized schools. But the kids that do not get any training in the rest of the fifth grade do not even apply for those programs.
So, Catherine, thank you. And Doug Israel, Director of Research and Policy at the Center for Arts Education, we've got 45 seconds left. You know, maybe for parents with choice, this is one of the reasons that they move from New York City to the suburbs or hope to get their kids into selective schools that have the better art programs like Cassandra's. I don't know.
That could be true, and I think, you know, we're hearing the same reports that your callers basically reported on today. Most schools are seeing a reduction or don't have an arts teacher on staff, but some schools really do, and it's a commitment that starts at the top with the principal.
So what do you recommend be done?
Well, we're calling, you know, we think that there needs to be a comprehensive look at this and that we need to hold the system and principals accountable for providing arts education.
And can it be done in the mayoral control reauthorization as Senator Sampson was suggesting? 10 seconds.
Well, I think it's important that he has introduced this into the discussion over school governance and education policy. But I think overall there needs to be a more comprehensive look at this statewide, how we ensure compliance with state education requirements already on the books.
Doug Israel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll keep talking about arts education, among many other things. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.